Hello, this is Larry Lewis with Flying Blind and wanting to welcome you to our FB Tech Tips podcast, which is a little bit different from our iPod Technocast, which showcases new technologies and so forth. The role of FB Tech Tips is to give you folks who are users of adaptive technology and other types of mainstream technologies just some helpful tips. Things that you may know, things that you may not know. You might pick up a few shortcuts and so forth. We started it last month, had a great response to it. In this installment of FB Tech Tips, we are going to be exploring some ways that you can search with the start menu using Windows Vista. And I have my friend Dennis Bartlett, who's going to be helping me out with that and illustrating to you how he uses the start menu in Windows Vista to search for information and applications and so forth. So, Dennis, I'll turn it over to you.
Hello, all, and welcome to this edition of FB Tech Tips, covering this time how to start applications and look for files from the Start menu. So, we've got the computer up and running, and we're for this podcast, we're using JAWS. Not that, you know, all the other screen readers work the same way. So we're going to press the left Windows key and go to our Start menu.
Our menu, Start Search Edit.
So it says Start Search. And this is an edit box where you can type in an application name or type in a file name and it will bring up a list or bring up exactly what you want. So for the first demo of this, we're going to open Microsoft Word. So in this edit box, I'm just going to type in Word.
Word, enter, leaving menus. Blank, blank, tab, alt tab.
Why didn't that work?
PC, blank, alt tab, document 2-Microsoft Word. Page 1, blank, blank.
So I automatically already opened Word when I pressed enter, so we're in Word. We're going to close that.
Alt F4.
And go back to our start,
start search edit.
And type in Word again.
Word, Microsoft Office Word 2007.
Okay, there we go. Now we get the results we want. Then I'll press enter.
Enter, leaving menus. Document 2-Microsoft Word, print edit.
Now we're back into Microsoft Word. All of this just running from editing from the start menu. And sure, you can use the traditional manner of
Alt F4.
Opening an application from your desktop or from the start menu. But this seems to be quite simple.
Menu, start search edit.
You can do the same thing with games. So I'm going to open Minesweeper. So I'll just type in mine.
Microsoft Office Word 2007, Minesweeper.
So it says Minesweeper. So I'll press enter.
Menus.
And we'll open. We'll open Minesweeper. So now we're in Minesweeper. And just as an aside, for those of you who are not running XP, Vista, and would like to, these games are somewhat accessible now.
Row 1, column 1, tile left parent, concealed right parent.
So it says the tile, it's concealed. I can
space.
Press space bar, and now it unconcealed that, and it probably unconcealed a bunch more.
Row 1. Column 2, tile left parent, cleared right parent. No mines surrounding, button.
And if it's cleared, it'll tell you if there are any mines surrounding or not.
Row 1, column 3, tile left parent, cleared right parent. No mines surrounding, button.
Okay, so that's it for...
Alt F4, exit game dialog. What do you want to do with the game in progress? Save button, tab, don't save button. Space, audacity, track view, tip.
Okay, so now we're back into our recording program and running this, but... So as you can see,
menu, start search edit.
We can do a lot of things from this edit box. And I have a document in here called Bose, and I'm going to type that into this edit box.
See, Audacity 1.3 beta left parent, Unicode right parent, group, not selected, attention, Bose Corp left parent, to right parent, files group, space, not selected, attention, Bose Corp, enter, leaving menus. Post dash search results in indexed locations. List view, not selected. Bus 1 of 10. Not post payment 7/6. Post 7/16/2007/11:40 a.m. Outlook email message sent items left parent. Attention post corp left parent to right parent 6/7/2007/8:52 a.m. Shortcut recent items left parent c:\users\bartlett\appdata\roaming\microsoft\windows right parent. Enter. Attention post corp dash notepad. Edit.
So this is a text document, and so when I pressed enter on chose the one I wanted, it opened Notepad. So quite useful. Notice it's you're hearing something that's saying search results in index locations. Well, Vista has a very good indexing service so that everything on your drive is indexed, and so it finds things rapidly because of the indexing. Not applicable for this particular podcast, and maybe we'll get into that at some other at some later point as to how it's indexed and how these things work. But suffice to say that because of the indexing, documents and applications, etc., open faster because they are indexed and basically ready to go. Well, that concludes this version of FB Tech Tips. And again, any information, please go to the Flying-Blind website and submit your comments, or email your comments to the email address you will be given at the end of the podcast. Again, thank you for listening.
Thanks, Dennis. That was great. And I'm sure myself included actually picked up some helpful tips as it relates to using the Start menu in Windows Vista. And it's a nice, handy option for those of us who are Vista users and so forth, and I hope that you all enjoyed it. I am interested in your feedback, things that you might want to hear as it relates to questions that you might have about adaptive technology, things that you might want to see demonstrated and packaged as a helpful sort of a podcast technical support bulletin for you. If you have anything that comes to mind, I do have a couple of other things that I want to cover with you over the course of the next few months with the FB Tech Tips, but am always open for suggestions. So please email me directly at larry.lewis@flying-blind.com to review. My last name, Lewis, is L-E-W-I-S. So that's larry.lewis@flying-blind.com. Drop me a note, and if you think that there's something that might be helpful, we've got lots of things that have come out this last year that are a little tricky. You know, Office 2007, a lot of our different types of PDA technologies, different types of tasks, and so forth. So let us know your thoughts, and until then, be safe, and we'll talk to you next issue.